Engine cooling issues fall into one of two categories, obvious or elusive. This segment today talks about a cause that many farmers and mechanics are not familiar with, that is radiator fouling. It could happen to any heat exchanger. There are different types of heat exchangers. There is liquid to air, such as a radiator or hydraulic oil cooler. It cools the liquid by transferring heat to the atmosphere. The liquid is sent through tubes that have exterior fins attached. Heat is transferred to the fins and then to the atmosphere. It is imperative for the fins to touch the tubes so that thermal transfer can occur. The design of the fin is used to dramatically increase the surface area exposed to atmosphere over the area of the tube. If the fins are damaged, dented, or closed, the level of heat transfer drops substantially. As the radiator ages, the fins can move slightly from the tubes or may deteriorate, limiting efficiency. There is also liquid to liquid. Normally found only in marine applications and some irrigation engines, this heat exchanger is identified as a tube bundle. The hot coolant goes through a tube as would be in a normal radiator, but the entire unit is immersed in water, sea or lake water with a boat, or the irrigation well water with a center pivot. Since well water is normally around 54 Fahrenheit degrees, it is an excellent medium to cool the engine while still using antifreeze in the engine block. The heated water is then pumped into the irrigation system so that it is not wasted. Another heat exchanger is an air-to-air intercooler found on diesel engines. The compression of the charge air from the turbo along with thermal transfer from the turbine side elevates the temperature. The air courses the tubes of the intercooler and heat is rejected to the atmosphere. There are air-to-liquid intercoolers, but they are normally found in automotive applications. When inspecting a radiator, most look inside to check for corrosion on the tubes. This is a very valid test since any accumulation will limit flow of the coolant. If nothing is seen, then the radiator is often given a clean bill of health, but this may not be the case. The unit may be fouled. Radiator fouling is the accumulation of foreign material in the lower part of the tube that cannot be seen from the fill point. This accumulation blocks flow and may over time diminish the effective size of the radiator. In a downflow radiator, the fouling occurs in the bottom tank and eventually will block all the tubes. With a crossflow style, it begins in the bottom row of tubes and will work upward. The foreign material can be composed of a deterioration of internal cooling system parts, rubber from hose degradation, or the introduction of dirt into the cooling system. A fouled radiator can look perfectly clean at the top of the tubes, so this needs to be kept in mind. If you suspect fouling, the best method is to have a radiator shop remove the tanks, and then it will be obvious. Once the tanks are off, the core can be washed and put back into service. At the farm, the first step would be to employ an infrared temperature gun and track the coolant path in the radiator. If at the bottom of the tubes the temperature is dramatically lower, that is a good reason to suspect fouling and pull the unit and have the tanks removed. An intercooler can become fouled by a bad seal in a turbocharger shaft or from a non-functioning crankcase ventilation system. The unit will then become oil fouled and limit thermal transfer. Oil fouling usually impacts all of the tubes, but the accumulation will be found in the lowest part of the intercooler. Once the source of the oil is repaired, the intercooler can be washed out with mineral spirits and then blown dry with shop air. There is no need to remove the tanks. When chasing a heat exchanger issue, do not allow your diagnostics to get all fouled up.